Trustees, this is Patty and Dawn from South La Trobe. We do have a quorum, so we could start the meeting.
We have quorum.
That's fine with me. You want me to start?
Yeah.
I think that would be good, and then if Jack shows up, that would be fabulous.
Okay, here we go. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the regular meeting of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, Lahontan Region. My name is Peter Pumphrey. I am from Bishop, and I serve as the board chair. The board is conducting this meeting using teleconference equipment, permitting board members and the public to participate from Bishop, Truckee, Rosamond, Victorville, and South Lake Tahoe. Board member participating from South Lake Tahoe, Don Jardine. Board member participating from Truckee, Eric Sandell.
Good morning.
Board member participating from Rosamond, Keith Diaz.
Good morning.
Board member participating from Victorville, Jack Clark, has not yet arrived. I am participating from Bishop, and unfortunately, Dr. Amy Horn could not participate today. The executive officer of the Lahontan Regional Board is Patty Koyumjin. Ms. Koyumjin, would you please introduce the staff participating on today's call?
Certainly, Chairman Pumphrey. Participating from the South Lake Tahoe office are Sue Janier, our clerk, whom if you are here in the Tahoe office and have comments to please give her comment cards. If you're in the Victorville office, members of the public, if you could please give them to Mike Plasiak. Kim Niemeyer, who's our legal counsel. Lori Kemper, our assistant executive officer. Doug Smith, one of our division managers. Chuck Curtis, one of our division managers. Lori Screed in the front row. Mr. Larson, Robert Larson. Doug Cushman behind him, Richard Booth to the right, Alan Miller over to this other side of the room, and I believe I've covered all the staff up here in Tahoe, so I'm going to turn over to Mike Plasiak in the Victorville office to introduce the staff at the Victorville office. Mike?
It's just me.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you all staff members for being with us. The regional board will be considering many items during this meeting. Although we must use our time wisely, we encourage your input on any item so that our decision will be based on all available information. Because this meeting is being conducted as a teleconference, a roll call vote will be used for all items requiring an action of the board. If you wish to speak on any agenda item, please wait until comments from the public have been requested. I will call upon members of the public to speak by location. In the interest of everyone's time, please communicate your ideas clearly and efficiently. So that we can develop an accurate administrative record, we ask that you only speak after you are recognized. At that time, please come to the telephone, state and spell your first and last name, and your affiliation before speaking to the agenda item. If you do not follow these rules or become repetitious, I may ask you to end your presentation. Although we do not administer an oath in most proceedings before this board, we expect all statements made before the board to be truthful with no attempts to mislead by false statements, deceptive presentation, or failure to include essential information. Also ask that you obey our ground rules, which are treat everyone with respect, includes board members, board staff, anyone who testifies, and your fellow citizens. This means no personal attacks and no violent, contemptuous, or disruptive behavior. Any person aggrieved by an action or inaction of the regional board, including but not limited to the issuance, modification, or rejection of wastewater or waste discharge requirements, administrative civil liability, or a cease and desist order, may petition the State Water Resources Control Board to review the decision. The State Board must receive the petition within 30 days of the Regional Board's meeting at which the action was taken. Board staff will provide you with copies of the regulations about filing petitions if you request them. They are also available on the State Water Resources Control Board website. Our first item of business is item one, adoption of the January 2013 minutes. There is no one at the Bishop meeting who wishes to address the board on the minutes. Is there anyone at the Truckee meeting location who wishes to address the board on the minutes?
No, there's nobody here.
Is there anyone at the Rosemont meeting location who wishes to address the board on the minutes?
I have one member of the public, Mr. Steve Perez, general manager of the Rosemont CSD, but he's indicated he's not interested in making a comment on the minutes.
Is there anyone at the Victorville meeting location who wishes to address the board on the minutes?
Sorry. Yeah, this is Mike Plasiak. There are no members of the public here.
Is there anyone at the South Lake Tahoe meeting location who wishes to address the board on the minutes?
Peter, there appears to be no one interested in commenting on the minutes.
That being the case, are there any comments, corrections, or questions about the minutes from any board member?
None from Don.
No, nothing. If there's no discussion, Mrs. Erica, I would move the acceptance.
If there is a motion to accept those minutes, is there a second?
I'll second the motion. This is Keith.
It has been moved and seconded that we adopt the January 2013 minutes as submitted. All in favor, Bishop? Aye. Truckee?
Aye.
Bozeman?
Aye.
Picajo?
Aye.
Motion passes. Our next item of business is item 2, the Executive Officer's Report. Patty?
Good morning, Chairman Humphrey and board members across the state. I'm Patty Kuyumjun, your executive officer. I want to update on a few things of interest to the board of recent events. A written report, as is every month, is included in your item number 2 of your packet, and I'm happy to answer any questions about some of the materials I've included in terms of updates of key issues in the region. Regarding our March 13th and 14th board meeting in Lake Arrowhead, we are planning a tour for the board members. We'll conduct a boat tour on Lake Arrowhead to highlight where the Lake Arrowhead Association has completed successful dredging and aquatic weed abatement projects. The tour will be open to the public, but we will have space limitations. The tour will begin at 10:30 and should end by 11:30. I ask the board and the public to dress warmly for that event. There could be snow on the ground. We will have a related informational item for the board's consideration later in the evening to talk about lake management strategies, and I believe it will be a very informative presentation by staff. While we're on the subject of tours, I would like to mention that our June 19th, 20th board meeting will be in Lee Vining, and the meeting will be held at the Mono Community Center. On Wednesday morning, we hope to arrange for a tour of Mono Lake, which part of the tour may involve canoes. Again, this will be open to the public. The next day after the board meeting, we hope to travel to the Bridgeport Valley to meet with cattle ranchers and view some of their best management practices in place of the cattle operations. This, as the board members and public know, has been an issue of discussion over the last few board meetings. I also have updates for the board and public regarding recent actions involving the PG&E Compressor Station chrome sick cleanup in Hinckley, California. First, PG&E has filed a petition with the State Board appealing a cleanup and abatement order that I signed last month. The petition asks for an immediate and urgent stay to the Lawton Regional Board's order requiring PG&E to fully define the hexavalent chrome plume in the Hinckley area. PG&E argues that the order is unsupported by factual or scientific findings and has improperly ordered investigations, among other things. The petition is under consideration by the State Board. If the State Board chooses to hear the petition, they'll notify us and all parties, and we'll have 30 days to prepare the record for submittal to the State Board, as well as our response and comments on the petition. If the Board, again, has all the information, they have 60 days to rule on the petition, and they will have a public hearing.
Just to clarify, that's 60 days to rule on the stay,
yes.
And then 270 days to rule on the petition.
Thank you for the clarification. In addition, PG&E has submitted a request to the Regional Board to amend several sections, actually 5, of the whole house replacement cleanup and abatement order I also signed mid-summer. We are carefully reviewing these amendments, recommendations, and suggestions for PG&E, and I will be seeking public comment on those various suggestions. Now, lastly, we're working on 2 public workshops for the Hinckley community. While we're still working on possible dates, we hope to have a workshop in mid-March close to the Lake Arrowhead board meeting where we could talk about the findings from our various meetings on manganese, our technical meetings we've been having in the community, as well as potentially have a discussion about the two work plans that we've asked PG&E submit, one on manganese, the second one on food delineation. So, again, we're hoping to have a discussion with the community, the public, and anyone who's interested at that time. By the end of March, I'm hoping to have a second public workshop, again, in the Hinkley community, this one focusing on drinking water systems in the Hinkley and the future of the community. This, as the board will remember, came up at the last board meeting where there was a lot of questions and concerns regarding the whole house replacement cleanup and abatement order, and perhaps there might be better ways and lessons learned to do things better in the future. So that will, I think, be a very important public discussion. I will, of course, keep the board members updated on all these issues, and then since we're on the note of petitions, I will mention some good news. We recently received a formal indication from the three local governments in the Tahoe Basin to formally withdraw their petition from the state board. They had communicated that to us, their indication to do so at a previous board meeting, but now they have formally submitted the paperwork to the state board.
And this was the petition on the MS4 permit?
Yeah, MS4 permit. These are all the issues I have for the executive director's report. If there's any questions for the board members or the public, I'd be happy to answer them.
Are there any questions at the Truckee location?
No, none, thank you.
Rosamond?
None.
None in Bishop, South Lake Tahoe?
None.
Victorville?
None from here.
Thank you. Is there anything else on the executive officer's report, Patty?
No, Pete, that is. It is a short and sweet report today.
Thank you. Our next item of business is public forum. There is no one at the Bishop meeting location. Is there anyone at the Truckee meeting location who wishes to address the board during the public forum?
Bad to say, I'm all by myself in a large conference room.
I'm sorry, I'm in a small conference room, so I'm a little cozier and less lonely. Is there anyone at the Rosamond meeting location who wishes to address the board during the public forum?
None.
Is there anyone at the Victorville location who wishes to address the board during the public forum? Is there anyone at the South Lake Tahoe meeting location who wishes to address the board during the public forum?
Peter, we have no speaker card, so I assume no.
Okay. Our next item of business is item 4, scoping meeting regarding various amendments to the state water quality control. Various amendments to the water quality control plan for the Lahontan region, the basin plan. Begin with a staff report by Chuck Curtis.
Good morning, board members and ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chuck Curtis, and I'm a supervising water resource control engineer in the Water Board's South Lake Tahoe office. Today I'm presenting information on a set of amendments to the water quality control plan for the Lahontan region, our basin plan, and the information regarding required environmental analysis under the California Environmental Quality Act associated with the proposed amendments. One of CEQA's requirements is that for projects of region-wide significance, the agency must conduct scoping to seek public input from the public and agencies on the potential environmental effects that should be evaluated during the environmental analysis and on potential alternatives to the project. The basin plan is the principal regulatory document of the Water Board. Adoption of basin plan amendments is considered a project under CEQA because it's a discretionary action of the board, and the amendments could have potential significant environmental effects. Initial notice of the scoping was sent out January 10th. We will hold another scoping meeting at our Lake Arrowhead meeting in March. These proposed amendments to the basin plan started out as amendments to our waste discharge prohibitions and exemption criteria. Through the years of implementing our basin plan, staff, board members, and the regulated community have identified issues associated with those prohibitions and exemptions. As staff worked to develop amendments to address those issues, additional changes to the basin plan were identified. Because amending the basin plan is a lengthy process, packaging numerous amendments into one action is more efficient than dealing with them separately. We can't always do that, but when we can, we should. The proposed amendments fall into several categories.
One moment, please.
Yes.
This is Don at South Lake Tahoe. Can everyone in the room hear what's being said?
This is Keith. I'm having a little trouble hearing Chuck.
Okay, Keith, I'll try to speak up. The proposed amendments fall into several categories. These include editorial changes to correct grammar, typographical errors, and references, adding or modifying language to clarify our existing regulations, and adding language to give the board additional flexibility to address various forms of waste discharge. This slide lists some of the proposed changes, including correcting and reformatting the beneficial use table for the Mojave Hydrologic Unit, which currently contains numerous errors and omissions, and adding language that expands the Water Board's authority to grant mixing zones for discharges into waters where certain conditions can be met that are protective of water quality and beneficial uses. Updating the plans and policies section includes incorporating the State Board's new septic system policy, which will replace the siting and density criteria currently in our basin plan. We are also including some minor changes to the recently adopted pesticide amendments that would allow non-agency entities to implement certain projects. Other proposed amendments deal with those prohibitions and exemption criteria that I earlier said was the impetus for this project. Many of our prohibitions are duplicative, or nearly so, which adds to confusion to their applicability. We've tried to eliminate duplicative prohibitions, such as area-specific prohibitions that duplicate region-wide prohibitions. One prohibition that we are adding is very important for water quality protection and enforcement. This prohibition would prohibit discharges that are not authorized by waste discharge requirements or other regulatory mechanisms, such as waivers, general permits, or water quality certifications. Bringing enforcement against an unauthorized discharge will be much simpler and easier to prove with this prohibition in place. Another significant change is to reconcile the prohibition exemption criteria between the Lake Tahoe and Truckee hydrologic units for discharges to floodplains. Currently, the Truckee exemption criteria are more restrictive than the Tahoe criteria for no good reason. This has resulted in stopping projects in the Truckee region that would have resulted in an improvement to water quality or beneficial uses. The Lake Tahoe prohibitions and exemption criteria have been consolidated into one section, and the applicability of those prohibitions has been clarified. Currently, one has to look through five or more sections within the Lake Tahoe Basin chapter to find the exemption criteria. It's often quite challenging. The prohibitions have also been simplified to more appropriately align with the Water Board's authorities regarding waste discharges. We are removing the direct link of prohibitions and exemptions to certain regulations of the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. The prohibitions would still prohibit discharges into Lake Tahoe and other surfaces of the Tahoe Basin, would still prohibit discharges to floodplains, and would still prohibit discharges to stream environment zones. The proposed basin plan amendments also address timber and vegetation management activities, clarifying that exemptions to prohibitions may be granted for discharges associated with stream crossings in approved timber harvest plans, and the discharges associated with vegetation management activities to reduce the risk and severity of wildfires are public health and safety projects that can receive exemptions. Also, with two exceptions, we're removing language granting the executive officer the authority to grant exemptions, because the board can change that authorization at any time with proper public notice, as it's done many times in the past. The exceptions would explicitly grant the executive officer the authority to grant exemptions for emergency projects and for restoration projects. It's clear to keep all but the most reasonable exemption authorizations out of the basin plan to give the Water Board the flexibility in this direction and authorizations to the executive officer. The proposed basin plan amendments would not have any direct environmental effects, but could have potentially significant indirect effects. For example, the expansion of the mixing zone policy would allow localized reduction in water quality as long as the area affected by the discharge meet the required criteria. There is current state policy that addresses 126 priority pollutants discharged through the Clean Water Act's NPDES permit. And that allows mixing zones, even though this Water Board doesn't have a specific mixing zone policy. These amendments would give the Water Board the flexibility to authorize mixing zones for other pollutants or criteria, such as for turbidity or biological oxygen demand. Amendments to the waste discharge prohibitions and exemptions could result in discharges not currently authorized and could result in potentially significant environmental effects. Staff feels that the exemption criteria are sufficiently protective of water quality and beneficial uses, such that significant adverse effects to those would not occur. But authorizing such discharges could result in potentially significant environmental effects to other resources. For example, authorizing a discharge associated with a resort development could result in significant effects on aesthetics or traffic, though the portion of the project affecting the water body may have no significant effects. Water Board staff are seeking comments from interested persons and the public and agencies on the potential environmental effects of the proposed amendments that we should evaluate in our environmental document, and any suggested alternatives to these proposed amendments. These are the next steps in this process of amending the basin plan. Staff will consider the comments received during this scoping period. Those comments will likely result in some modification of the proposed amendments. We'll prepare a draft environmental document that addresses the proposed amendments. will release that environmental document and proposed amendments for public comment. And we plan to hold working sessions with interested parties during that period to discuss the documents and address any concerns that the public may have at that time. Then we'll come before the Water Board for a hearing to consider the proposed amendments and the environmental document. If the Board decides to adopt those amendments, that's not the end of the process, though, as the approval is also required of the State Water Board, the Office of Administrative Law, and the U.S. EPA. Thank you, and I'll answer any questions if there are any.
Thank you very much, Mr. Curtis. Is there any questions of Mr. Curtis from Mr. Sandell?
I have one. Chuck, could you give me the base number or numbers where the changes made from your page 4, clarify and simplify waste discharge provisions, making enforcement easier? Where would I find that?
Just 1 minute, Eric, and I'll get that. The prohibitions start on Bates page 445. The specific prohibition is prohibition number 3, which is on page 446. The change is a completely new prohibition.
Number 3 is all new.
Number 3 is all new, yes.
Okay. And could you tell us why we've removed the next point on your presentation? You mentioned that we've removed a link to the TRPA regulations. Why did we do that?
Well, For several reasons. One is that the Water Board is not, you know, has no control over the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency and what they do with their regulations. They can change their regulations at any time, and if we are directly linked to their regulations in our basin plan, then we have to go through the entire basin planning process to amend the basin plan to bring us back into alignment with the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency's regulations. Our staff feel that the prohibitions and the exemption criteria still prohibit the same discharges to Lake Tahoe, to floodplains, and to stream environment zones. Still have essentially the same exemption criteria. It just removes that direct link to terminology used by the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency.
Okay, thank you. I have no other questions.
Mr. Dias, any questions?
No questions, thank you.
Mr. Jardine?
No questions.
No questions from me. Is there anyone at the Rosamond meeting who wishes to address the board on this item? Hearing none, is there anyone at the South Lake Tahoe meeting location who wishes to address the board on this item?
We have no speaker cards.
Thank you. I'm assuming that I know that I'm still right. Eric's still alone in trucking.
I am.
This is a non-action item. Thank you for providing this information to the board. It's hard to keep up with the contents of a large document like the basin plan, keep the current editorialized correctly. We appreciate the effort of the staff and look forward to seeing the finished result at the subsequent hearing. Our next item of business is item 5, Forest Service Lake Tahoe Basin Management Unit, Upper Truckee River Reach 5, Sunset Stable, Restoration the waste discharge prohibitions contained in the water quality control plan for the Lahontan region, El Dorado County. Begin with a staff report by Lori Screed.
Peter?
Yes.
Before we leave item four,
sorry.
I think we have one more comment.
Yes, this is Chuck Curtis again. I'd just like to bring to the board members' attention and the public's attention that we have received one comment letter to date on these proposed basin plan amendments. That letter was from Centennial Ranches and Mr. William Thomas. And his comment basically is that he feels that as we are correcting errors in this basin plan, in this through these amendments, that we should also correct what he sees as an error in the basin plan's pathogen objective. There is, staff is working on the scientific basis to support such a basin plan change, and that work has not been completed and is not appropriate to bring forward in these amendments. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry, Chuck. I couldn't see you waving your hand.